today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Sound of Metal these days.
Yeah, I know. And I've been thinking a lot about it myself. I mean, the first thing you have to consider is, what type of metal are we talking? Is it from the ferrous group or the non-ferrous? You know, the ferrous metals, well, those are mostly iron. You got your carbon, nickel, silicon, titanium, and so on. Those are going to make a different sound from your non-ferrous, such as aluminum, copper, zinc, and whatnot. Tin, yeah, there's also tin. Then there's the question of alloys. I mean, I'm not sure if you want me to go down that road, but... Okay, Patrick, we're getting through the fan mail. The pile is shrinking. I feel like we're getting closer and closer to getting caught up with all this correspondence. So it's good that we've taken time to do this, and we like to showcase the listeners anyway. So
yeah, totally agree. It's almost got like a spring cleaning feel to it. It's
totally.
Nice. Yeah, we're starting to. That's great. Yeah, open the windows up, get some of this stuff cleared out. It's good.
So we're getting closer. We're gonna hit up a couple of topics today on this fan mail episode. This is Rockin' Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan,
and I'm Patrick Foster,
and we're coming at you from suburbs of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia. And before we get to the fan mail today, the correspondence today, let's give a few Patreon shout outs here. We have some new patrons.
Love it.
And of course, I have lost the list. So bear with me here. Here it is. Okay. So, and of course, you can go to patreon.com/suburbspod. You could find out how to support the show there. And we do appreciate it to all of our patrons. And you get some extra stuff if you pledge at different levels. But that's all there. You can find that there. But anyway, we give a shout out here to new patrons. We have three new ones in the last month.
Great.
We have David Lane from Indiana. We know Beautiful. David. He shows up a lot on the Friday Night Hootenanny, and he plays, and he's great. We have Andy Dubuque is a new patron. Wow. I've heard of him. I think I've heard that name before.
Both these guys, we should be paying. I'm sorry.
Gonna give it away. And then we have Charlie Mack is a new patron.
Oh, nice.
Charlie Mack is from Toledo, Ohio. How about that?
No way. My hometown. That's interesting. Very cool.
I don't know, Charlie, but welcome. We'd like to build up Toledo following. I'm a Toledo native, Charlie, so let people know in the Glass City that this is their homeboy here on the...
Spread the word there. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Appreciate all of that. Really do. Okay.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Now, speaking of listeners, let's see here. We have a call about... we did the 1,000th episode, Patrick, back in December.
That was fun.
And we had Rick Nielsen on. Special guest.
Wasn't
Rick
that
Nielsen.
Amazing?
Yeah. Yeah. It was amazing. And we got a little bit of correspondence on that, so let's hit the phone lines here.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, interns and fellow pod community members. I can't believe it's been 1,000 episodes. It's been truly amazing to be a part of this community. I don't know what I'd do without it. And the fact that you got Rick Nielsen on your 1,001 episode is truly amazing. Cheap Trick is just a fantastic band. They've been a part of my life. And I've living in the Chicago area, I've seen them many times, and I've seen them at, you know, some small venues. But I'm always reminded of the first time that I ever saw Cheap Trick. And I was in high school living in Winter Haven, Florida. And they were coming down, they were playing the Lakeland Civic Center. And so it was an arena show. But we had no money. So to be able to go to a show, it was going to be, you know, impossible. So every day I would come home from school and turn on the radio and just hope that I would get through for when they had the contest to win tickets. And sure enough, I ended up winning tickets to go see this triple bill of Axe. I don't know if you guys remember the band Axe, but they had this song called Knock Down, Drag Out, Rock and Roll Party in the Street, you know, never to be heard from again. And for some of you, never to be heard of. And then the second band was Shooting Star. They had a kind of a minor hit with Last Chance. And then it was Cheap Trick, Robin Zander, Rick Nielsen and the boys. And let me tell you, it was amazing. Absolutely loved every minute of it. And they, I think Rick had it right when he said, you know, we may be, you know, somebody's fifth favorite band. And, you know, if I look through the years, they're probably, you know, right in there. And nothing wrong with that, baby. They are phenomenal live still. I saw them, I think, a couple years ago at the Vic in Chicago. And just absolutely amazing. And thank you guys so much for everything that you've done over these 1,000 episodes. It's meant a lot to me. Take care.
Okay, everybody. And that was Kevin Bartlett.
Oh, wow. That was incredibly nice. Thank you, Kevin, so much. Really means a lot to us, too, that we've been able to connect with people on some level. Maybe we're your fifth favorite podcast, but we appreciate it. And I think one of the greatest things about Cheap Trick is the fact that they constantly played. I'm sure they will, too, once, you know,
yes,
we all are able to get back in front of stages again. And you could see them. And it was always so great, you know, and there was always picks being thrown into the audience. And it was a communal great time. And that's one of the things about that band and Rick and all those guys, keeping it real to their roots. Not a band that changed a whole lot from when they started. And there's a lot to be said for that. There really is.
Totally agree. And we so appreciate Rick being on the show, of course, and we appreciate the response we got from people. But
yeah,
but I want to go back to this knockdown, drag out rock and roll party in the street. can we focus on that for a second here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you ever heard this song by Axe?
I don't think I have. I mean, gosh, the band sounds vaguely familiar. I may be mixing them up with Kix, K-I-X.
Who we just referenced recently with that
right.
Mix LP you had. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
I can't find this song on Spotify, but I found it on YouTube. So let's.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, we got to play this.
Got some Axe going here.
You know, and I know. This ain't gonna last forever. Let's take advantage while we still can. I'm sure that you'll find the days couldn't get any longer. Day after day is getting old fast. Let's have a knockdown, drag out, a rock and roll party.
There you go. There's Axe.
Beautiful.
I did now find it on Spotify. I'm sorry about this.
Okay.
You guys can listen to it there. The problem was I was searching for Knockdown, Drag Out, Rock and Roll Party in the Street.
Oh.
And the title of the song is only Rock and Roll Party in the
Street. Rock and Roll Party in the Street.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The other part is just for effect in the lyrics. But, I mean, that sounds very much like what you would expect, I guess, a song like that to sound like. But, you know, it would be really great if you were doing a... like a period movie, sort of a Dazed and Confused like movie of like maybe like the '80s. That was like the song that played in the opening with all the establishing shots and everything. And you see the characters.
Oh yeah, totally.
You know, getting ready for their day or whatever.
Yep.
Going out that night, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Right. That would be perfect. It could be a good soundtrack.
That would be.
Get that music supervisor on the phone.
Had a little meatloaf type piano at the beginning.
Oh yes, totally.
It was really good.
Yeah. Setting it up
for
that explosion.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the call. Now, we also got a comment a couple of comments here about Cheap Trick. Here's a funny one from Randall Brown, our friend Randall.
Okay.
During one of Knoxville's Big Ears Festival weekends, I guess that's like a big music festival there in Knoxville. During one of those weekends a few years ago, he says, I passed Rick Nielsen on the street and recognized him just in time to make eye contact and smile and nod a hello. Only after that did I remember that my top celebrity doppelganger is Bunny Carlos, with whom Nielsen had legal disagreements with at the time. I wonder if he wondered why Bunny walked by and just nodded.
That's great. Maybe it's something in the mustache, you know, or in the glasses, maybe. Yeah, absolutely. That is very cool.
And then just regarding the 1,000th episode, listener David Leedy, I thought this was very, very clever. I think he tweeted this out. He says, I know what I want, and that's to hear the voices of Jim and Patrick and the rest of the Suburbs community for another 1,000 episodes. Otherwise, I'm going to raise hell. So
nice. Yep.
Three song titles were in there.
Very well nice. Played. Yep. Yes.
Okay. Now, on another episode we did that got some good correspondence here was about the movie Sound of Metal, which I believe has been nominated for Best Picture, by the way, just so you know. So
that's awesome. I didn't know that. Great. People should that's watch fantastic. That. So,
Sound of Metal, about a drummer who experiences deafness, and Joe Fleischer.
Oh, excellent.
He posted this comment on Facebook regarding that episode. He said, "Here's my review from earlier this week." So he apparently had seen it before.
Oh, great.
Already posted something. He said, "Sound of Metal is the harrowing story of a professional drummer's sudden descent into near total deafness. The amazing sound design underscores his frustration as he struggles with everything from the most basic interactions in a store to connecting with his partner to the end of the way he makes a living. The acting is amazing and should generate Oscar talk. As a drummer and music fan, it's hard to judge the realism of the main character's musicianship because the music is furious, punk-style jamming, and there's not much of it. But he says, one of the best movies I've seen this year, 9 out of 10, says Joe Fleischer. So
wow, that's high praise coming from Joe, man, without a doubt. He knows of what he speaks. And while you were reading that, I just really quickly looked this up. The film has earned 6 nominations at the Academy Awards, including Best Picture, nice. Best Original Screenplay, Best Actor for Riz Ahmed, Best Supporting Actor for Paul Raci, and Best Film Editing and Best Sound. So that's great.
It's out. It's going to win Best Sound. There's no doubt about it.
Without a doubt. It takes you inside that world. It's really, really smart and clever the way they put that together.
In fact, I'm not even sure.
Go back and listen to that episode, folks, if you haven't heard it. I thought it was a real fun discussion with Adam Koop, I believe, was on there with us.
Yeah, it was great. In fact, I'm not even sure when the Oscars are. The Oscars may have even taken place by the time you hear this episode. I'm not 100% sure on that.
They might have, actually. Yep.
So you may know more than we do.
That's right. At time of recording, we don't know.
It wouldn't be the first time you knew more than we do.
No.
All right. Tom Neuerberg out in California says, with regards to the loudest concert I ever attended, we talked about that a little bit. Loudest concert I ever attended was UFO on the Wild, Willing, and Innocent tour. My ears rang for 4 days.
Wow.
And fun fact, the opening act was Aldo Nova.
Nice. Now there's a name from the past. That is great.
4 days of ears ringing. That's something.
That is intense. A loud show. Yeah.
And then Mike Coley also talked about his loudest show. And this is funny. He says, oddly enough, the loudest show I ever attended. And keep in mind that I saw Slayer in a club on the Rain and Blood tour. But the loudest show I ever attended was the Marshall Tucker Band a few years ago. He says it wasn't loud for loud's sake. It was loud because whoever was running the sound that night should not have been running the sound. I'm sure if you were to look at the monitors that night, every needle would have been in the red. It was painful. Oh, I ended up having to stand in the lobby doorway to watch the show. It was so ear-piercing in the theater.
That is crazy, man. Somebody obviously... solution to sound mixing was just to turn everything up. turn up more guitar.
That's right.
It's funny. I have been recently rereading a favorite book of mine because I was looking for some specific information about the Rolling Stones. And I was reading this account by Stanley Booth called The True Adventures of the Rolling Stones, which is my favorite Stones book, if you guys haven't read it.
Mm-hmm.
But they talked about how Keith would always turn up during the concert, right? Every time he would go back and keep turning his amplifier up. And then Bill Wyman said he developed a trick with Mick Taylor on this 69 tour. They would go over to their amps and turn down, and they would make sure Keith saw that. He would turn down a little bit. Then they would turn back up to actually have the balance right. You know, that's the way they controlled Keith Richards funny. From getting too loud. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, one thing you can do, obviously, in the sound check, right, is to keep your amp at a certain level for the sound check and then just turn it up when the show starts,
yeah,
right?
I mean, exactly.
Is that what you're talking about? Is that basically what it is?
That's what
sounds good. Sounds good, Keith. Go back, chill out for a little bit, come back for the show, and then he just comes back and, you know, turns just it up.
Cranks it up. Song by song, right? Yeah.
Of course, I think the sound guys, especially the Stones thing, would probably get wise to that, wouldn't they? And then they know to turn it down and the board. And
I think it was actually Glenn Johns during most of that tour, and they recorded a lot of those shows for Get Your Ya-Ya's Out. So. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, everyone. Appreciate that correspondence. Tomorrow, we'll have a couple more topics we'll get to.
Great.
All right.
Feels good. We're getting through it.
All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow. So let people know in the Glass City that this is their homeboy.